You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black list or something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's the Ocho Man with the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball show here with Armand, Tony, and Chris. How you guys doing today?
I'm tired, I gotta be honest.
Not bad.
We're all tired. This
all right, a-hole
had to get us in early because he's gotta watch his wrestling, Randy Macho Man Savage, and
Is that why I got my ass out of bed?
That's why we're here early, because I have to go to St. Louis and watch the NCAA wrestling tournament.
What are you gonna miss? The first 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes,
great matches,
the same thing. They're all laid out on the ground.
And I would also say that my prediction is coming true. Ohio State's in first place.
Oh boy.
I'm glad we could oblige you.
Cataclysmic news.
See guys in tights roll around on a mat.
For like 10 minutes.
Story of all of Armand's weekends.
Yeah, all right. Cannon to the left of me, cannon to the right of me, cannon behind me, volleyed and thundered.
Yeah. We're having an orgy with cannons on your ass. Anyway, what's going on with you guys this morning?
I'm going to see the wrestling.
I know that, but anything happening? Anything happening out there?
I had a date the other night. She paid.
You finally got a chick to pay.
Sweet. I consider that a success. You know?
Pay for what?
She paid for the beers and the appetizer.
Oh, or for you to leave?
No, she was late, so she was making amends. She was actually atoning for being late.
Well, what did you order?
I just had a couple of beers, and we had a little plate of steak and asparagus.
Oh, together you shared that?
I thought that was, yes, we did.
It's kind of classy.
Yeah, we started on either end of an asparagus spear and met in the middle.
Like Lady and the Tramp?
Somewhat,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
not
you know,
quite as attractive.
I got to tell you guys, I went to a bakery last night.
A bakery?
Yeah, to pick up these, what do they call them, macarons or whatever?
Macaroons.
Yeah, macaroons. And they got all these different types and all that shit, you know? And then she gives me the bill, and there's a tip under that. And I'm like,
what, they tip themselves? They add a tip?
I just didn't feel comfortable giving a tip, man.
Wait a minute. They actually add a gratuity?
They add that on the bill, and I'm like...
In a bakery?
For filling up your box?
Filling up my box. I said, you know
usually
what?
You sure this wasn't, that. This wasn't a French boulangerie?
Well, it was a French place, but I'm not going to give it out. I'm not going to give it out.
Boulangerie.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give out the name because
like
we
the
go there all
out here, it's called Bollinger.
Yeah.
Bollingary.
Exactly.
In any
I don't
case.
Like Hollande either, by the way.
Would you, okay, asking. So you were looking for macaroons. And,
I got them.
You got them.
So you didn't give a tip, though.
There was, and by the way, they got a deal. They're size of your two fingers put together here in a little motion. And this thing, 30 of them for $36.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it don't matter.
That's not bad.
But if they're that size, that's a dollar, over a dollar for something the size of it.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable. Well, but with tax and tip, that's why it's over a buck.
No.
15%, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. There was no tip involved in that. They got a tip line.
Oh,
and I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Oh, it wasn't filled in.
Okay, we assumed that they just tacked
it on. We thought
it
was gratuity included for filling up a box of macaroons.
Yes. Any parties over 15 macaroons has to pay.
I just felt that.
Extra.
Why would I have to tip for that? I don't
you
understand.
Don't.
You don't have to
and
tip
you don't,
for that.
And don't. No.
And when I pick up my pizza, I don't know why they got a tip line there, too. You know, I just feel bad.
You just
whenever.
Leave that blank. I usually put a line through it.
I put a line through it.
Just to underscore that I'm not giving them
I'm
anything.
I'm not letting anybody write something in.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah,
I put
that's
a
smart move.
It,
but that's a
I'm
smart
just
move.
Saying, I feel kind of like, am I obligated to put something down there?
There's a... No, you're not. You're not at all.
Not if they're French.
First of all... I don't know what I don't want to disparage the bakery you went to.
Or the French.
I don't want to disparage
the French.
No, shut up. I don't want
to. What do you like the French for?
Cuz you're talking to one right here.
You're a Republican and they decided not to go to Iraq and look like a douchebag like your people.
I didn't want to go to Iraq.
Well, you
Republicans
don't like
70% tax.
Yeah, let's go invade. And you jumped on all our fears and shit, and you got the people involved in somewhere we don't belong, and now we got little guys in ninja outfits named ISIS killing everybody over there.
Well, that's a rather facile.
Yeah, well, that's facts. That's a fact, Jax. All right.
You know. Speaking of facts, do you know why there is a state of Israel in the first place? Did we go over this?
You did go over it. Yeah. So
they want to put them in Uganda. Remember? Did we go over?
You said that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't understand why we can't move the state of Israel to South Florida. To me, that makes all the sense.
Well, they're already down there.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't want to go to South Florida.
But why not?
They have a homeland. The United Nations gave them a homeland.
No. See, the United Nations gave them a homeland.
No, actually, the British gave them a homeland.
Okay, there you go. It was given to them, meaning they weren't living there.
It's sanctioned by the United Nations.
You know what? I got some Jewish buddies.
Of course they were living there.
Now we've turned them off, too.
That's
no, we haven't. I'm giving them better property.
I'm sure they're very happy.
You know where I think Israel should be? Cuba.
Well, I...
Now, wouldn't that be a...
If you can engineer it, I'm sure they would
two Archie
be amenable to
sitting
it.
Next to me.
No,
here.
There's not... All
this
that
guy?
Beachfront
he's a
property?
Republican?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know when the hell he jumped on the South Florida.
That's the Muslims, for love of God.
I thought that was the Cubans.
That isn't going to go down in Havana.
You guys are just a little bilious this morning because I got you out of bed early so I can watch my wrestling.
It is a little bullshit because I didn't
You have to take it on the Jews.
I'm not taking on Jews. I'm offering them better real estate.
Speaking of which, Netanyahu, that guy,
how about this?
I love him.
How about his campaign promise?
Wait a minute.
And then as soon as he's elected, I'm not doing that.
Oh, gee, imagine that. Somebody makes a promise and doesn't fulfill it.
Why would you like him?
Why would I? Because he's tough. That's why.
Well, tough.
Well, he talks tough.
Tough on
so
the Palestinians.
So we're gonna go do his.
He's not asking for any help.
He is. He went to the Republicans and he asked them, "Hey, I want you to know what we're going up against here. So I want you guys to join me in destroying another country."
Did you hear his speech? He didn't say that.
Basically, it's all a fear.
He didn't even hear.
All
he
based flipped on off. Fear.
He was based on fear.
He campaigned.
He does it all the time.
Ocho Man's right. He campaigned on fear. He got elected by rallying. That base, rallying that vote.
Hey, listen, you can't fool
the
Jews. They're
smart
people.
And then he gets in and goes, "Oh no, I don't have a problem with Palestinian state."
No, I know.
He's not gonna give the Palestinians a state.
Well, that's not what he was talking about when he was running on the campaign trail.
It's not up to him.
No way.
Not up to him.
He changed his mind like Obama on abortion.
The night of the election.
Yep.
Trust me. Any clown you put in there is going to definitely get us into a lot of deep shit.
Yeah, sure. Rand Paul's going to get us in deep shit.
Oh there's a guy behind closed doors says all sorts of bullshit.
Oh well, how do you know if it's behind
closed
doors?
Because they got it. They got it on tape.
Oh, they do.
I heard it one time.
What did he say? He wants to nuke the Iranians.
No, it's even worse. He's one step away from the lunatic, like this senator or congressman in Oklahoma who's telling stores, "Yeah, you have the right to not serve LGBT people."
They certainly do. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, all right, I don't want to talk politics.
Of course they do.
Here's Rand Paul.
Behind closed doors.
Well, I think it's on the Senate floor.
Oh, okay.
Not
well,
exactly
that doesn't count.
That means you have a right to come to my house and conscript me. It means you believe in slavery. It means that you're going to enslave not only me, but the janitor at my hospital, the person who cleans my office, the assistants who work in my office, the nurses. If you have a right to their services, basically, once you imply a belief in a right to someone's services, do you have a right to plumbing? Do you have a right to water? Do you have a right?
Attaboy, Rand.
Okay, whatever.
That's great.
Blow it out your ass.
Plus, he's an ophthalmologist. You were almost an ophthalmologist, weren't you?
What is that? The eye guy?
Yes.
That's the vagina guy.
Yes, it's.
Well, that was damn gross shit you said.
Yeah, what were you talking about, Mr. Refresh over here? What was that?
Yeah, that was really gross.
What was that? Low pH vaginas.
Yeah, I was asking you guys if you ever seen the.
Low acidity?
Yeah,
no, listen to this.
It's on TV all the time.
That'll turn the litmus paper.
If your vagina is leaky, refresh.
Yes.
How will you, if your vagina is leaky? What the hell kind of shit is that?
I'm paraphrasing.
If you're leaking acid rain from your crotch, what was that stuff?
Refresh.
Here. I'm a little pissed off, too, that my Iowa State lost. Yesterday.
Yeah, that was a big pick.
My big pick, and they lost to UAB. You know what? These Big 12 teams can go blow themselves.
They're awful.
They have not. The three teams that have played so far, all three have lost, and all three have been kept under 60 goddamn points. In 40 minutes, you can't put up over 60 points. You're a disgrace.
I've had this argument all basketball season long.
Who's been arguing with
you? With a Kansas fan.
Himself.
Now, Kansas
that's not the Ocho
Kansas
Man.
Is legit. First of all, the Big 12.
They get blown out their ass,
they
too.
They have 10 teams. And they're completely overrated. The conference shouldn't even exist.
Nope.
And they can, you know what? He's right. They can go blow it out their ass.
Yeah.
Screw the big whatever they are. It's not the Big 12.
You know, next year they're going to make the, they're going to add all these teams for the wrestling in Big 12. You know who they're adding? Northern Colorado, Utah Valley, Air Force. Yeah, these are the teams. North Dakota State, yeah. South Dakota State.
That's great.
That's going to be the Big 12 in wrestling.
That's great.
In wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? That's
your Big 12.
Well, I'm telling you, that could happen, though. Those type of teams can be. I mean, wrestling, you got like what?
There's only 78 programs in Division I, I believe.
Do you have like a Montana or Wyoming?
Yeah, but they're NAIA. Wyoming, yeah, Wyoming's actually pretty good.
The reason those schools can do wrestling is because they haven't been Title IX to death.
Exactly. Title IX has destroyed
the sport.
And
what else do you do in those type of towns besides throw each other around? And
I think, well, you know, look, you either wrestle each other or you wrestle steer. So what? Come on.
Yeah, there you go. Right. That answers that.
Here we
that.
Go again. I'm bracketed by fools. And discomfort.
They asked. Oh,
then
here we go.
Buying products that only deal with the symptoms. Instead, try Refresh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, I still don't know what that does. That. Is that
Refresh,
a douche?
Spelled with a
and then an odor.
It cleans your bunghole, dude. Oh,
all right.
It balances you out.
The bunghole's the ass.
It balances you out down there.
Well, we don't have a vagina, so
why we don't.
What Ocho Man's saying is he uses it on his bunghole.
Is your asshole acidic? Yeah, I can see. Yeah,
acidic.
It needs a better pH balance.
That shit's lava.
pH balance. Shit's that's magma. What I need. I tell you, that's what I need. A little pH balance.
To clean up the magma down there. Moana Loa ass over here.
Speaking of basketball again, Charlie
Krakatoa.
Sheen.
Uh oh.
Charlie Sheen.
What about Charlie? What's
he up
to?
I'll tell you what. He did something that I think is legit.
Okay.
He rips on Obama.
Oh, good.
And he says, they asked him, what do you think about Obama with his picks in the bracket? And he just rips into Obama and says, hey, he shouldn't worry about the brackets. Worry about what's going on in this country and the world. We don't have time for shit like that.
I think the country's better off having him occupied with the brackets.
I think, yeah, this coming from a guy who had two porn stars running around his house.
What the hell's wrong with that? I appreciate it.
I'd have had 20 if I were Charlie Sheen.
Hey, what do you got there? You got a Charlie Sheen clip now?
Yeah, give us one. For 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah. You...
No, I thought he had
that from?
Well,
you know, come on, Ocho, come on.
Right now is winning.
What was that from?
I don't know.
That's his famous winning statement.
Winning went insane.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was his rant, huh?
Winning.
Listen, if you were Charlie Sheen, you'd be camped out at the Playboy
Mansion.
There's
no doubt about it. I don't know what the hell Father Murphy over there is talking about.
Yeah, I know. All of a sudden, we have a priest among us.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, you got two.
You're missing the point.
He's a little saintly before 9 a.m.,
isn't he? He's got a point.
You're missing the point.
What? He's banging two hot chicks and we're not?
Preaching morality to us? No.
No. He's nothing about morality at all.
He goes on that Make a Fish or whatever the fuck site you go to.
Well, I want to go on that sex trip. We were talking about
I'm talking about your computer.
Thailand, yeah,
Thailand. Good.
I've been invited.
Good luck.
I want to vote your favorite
like
people.
7-8 year old kids.
You want a lady boy, huh?
Yeah, they are a little androgynous. I have to admit.
No, there's no androgyny when it comes down and there is a there's a cock
12.
Staring you in the face.
And they're 12.
No,
it's called Charlie Sheen.
That's the older ones.
Yeah,
12.
Exactly. Those are like the elderly.
There was a French guy who did one of these tours, and when he got back to Paris. Because he'd been posting it on social media, they arrested him.
As well, they should.
Yeah, I know of
pedophiles.
A specific
now these are
sicko
no.
who lives about 15 miles away from here who goes every year. He brags about it openly.
That's
talks
probably
about
his friend.
It, shows people pictures. This guy is the creepiest guy on.
That's
the
probably
planet.
His friend.
You about talking about Tony?
Yeah, he's. I'm not mentioning names. Just happens to be sitting right next to me.
No, where do you
immediate
go, Tony?
Right.
You probably
same
go
as Armand.
South America with me.
He's also a podiatrist.
I'm sizzling. Yeah. Now my ass is acidic.
Refresh. Well, you got to pop those zits.
Refresh. It's on the inside.
You can't leave that shit out there like that.
Vascular occlusions.
Yeah.
God.
A little calculi.
What about LeBron James? He dropped.
Does he go to Thailand or a little bit?
No.
Sex trip?
He's got a $17 million house, and now he's giving you a value because now he's dropped it down to $15 million in Miami.
Oh, it's for sale?
It's for sale.
Is this his place on Star Island?
I'm not sure where it is, but it's down in
Star
Miami.
Island?
Yeah, I've heard of it. A very exclusive, obviously.
Yeah,
incredible.
I think it is. Because it's.
Is it?
I got to tell you,
he
Ocho.
Bought this fucking house for $9 million. Like, he doesn't have the money. Sell it for $9 million again,
oh,
you
that's
weasel.
A loss.
That's a loss. Yeah. How's that a loss?
Well, because you're not keeping up with inflation, and you still got to pay your real estate agent, and you still got to, well, you're not going to pay capital.
There's really no inflation. Yeah.
I go the other way on this one. I say, if you own it, sell it for as much as you can get for it.
Of course.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you got all the money in the world. You make all the money you can on every deal that you can.
He literally lives a mile away. When he played in Miami, he lived a mile away from the arena.
Wow. You know, but he still had a limousine.
Who the hell wants...
He used to ride his bike.
I would have a fucking helicopter.
That's plebeian.
Who the hell would want a faucet that has LeBron on it?
I mean, I wish I had it. You could probably sell
bottom
it. Probably
line, bottom line, if I buy this house, I don't want a number six faucet. It's number six on it. You got another faucet that's got LeBron
on it.
You want
number eight. You're Ocho, right?
So. You know, I that do. Yeah, I can't wait for people to come in and pull
look
my number
look at my number
eight.
Eight faucet.
I'm number eight. If Ocho. You didn't know, I'm number six. I'm LeBron James.
Do you have Ocho Man on your towels?
No, but I do have a couple things that I've been buying that's got number eight.
Hey, you know, we had to auction off some of your stuff for charity.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of, we got that.
We got a giveaway coming
up. We got
a
giveaway.
Big Ocho Man
we got
contest.
A big. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, speaking of sex scandals, you hear about that orthopedic surgeon in Las Vegas that was, they busted him for sex parties and drugs
no.
and everything else?
I didn't
did you hear
about
that?
This guy.
No,
wow.
Fill us in,
I wish I was an orthopedic surgeon. That was
how did it all go down?
It. They were undercover. Sting. Apparently he was stroking some gal that was at the party and she was a cop.
Why do they got to ruin everything?
Yeah, I know.
Who, the cops?
Who's he hurting?
The cops.
And for God's sakes, it's Vegas.
No, the orthopedic
it's
surgeons.
Vegas. I mean, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, but apparently this guy was, you know, I don't know if he was writing prescriptions or giving out drugs.
Well, that's
the whole
even
deal.
Better.
It wasn't just sex parties.
I thought it was just sex
and his
parties.
Wife, too. They got his wife, too.
And she was part of it, too?
Yeah.
God
I'd like to have a wife
her.
Like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We,
it's a very liberal wife.
Like that. My wife gets on my ass every time I order something on eBay. She's ripping into me.
Yeah, she makes you toe the line, I know.
I got to tell you guys something. Every time...
Hey, watch, she may be listening to this.
She never listens to anything. She doesn't even listen to me.
Yeah, right. When you're even in the room, she doesn't listen.
I tell you, it's been rough, I tell you. I asked a taxi cab, show me a good time. He took me to my house, I tell you. Hey. Without me, of course. I'm a little excited. We got a horse racing season opening up here at... St. Louis Fairmount Park Racetrack is where I normally go, and I'm kind of pumped up about it. I write the tip sheet for the place, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Today
when
is
that
drawing
open?
Day.
What?
You got that right. Wow. Tuesday, this Tuesday coming up, they got Fairmount
Isn't that
Park.
One of the greatest sounds in sports?
Yeah, I like that sound. Do you know what the most valuable trophy in sports is?
What's that?
Let's think about this.
The Visa Triple Crown.
I would say
no,
the Stanley Cup.
No. Twice as valuable as the Stanley Cup.
Really?
The Woodlawn Vase. The winner of the Preakness.
The Preakness.
Yeah, in fact, it's so valuable now that they have it still at the Preakness, but they only give you like a $30,000 mock, you know, the winner gets
like
a 30,000 replica, correct?
Man,
interesting.
It's worth really, a, it's like worth $1.5 million.
It's really
no
sweet.
Shit.
It's
yeah,
really
it
sweet.
Like
looking.
1860, they.
So what? Your name goes
Waterford
there?
Crystal, the whole deal.
It'll
there it
be,
is. Wood,
oh
yeah,
my.
That's it.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, you can see it on the Ocho Man on Facebook.
Are you going to put that up?
We'll upload it on social media so everyone can see the Woodlawn Vase.
What do you
How
think about
that?
About $1.4 million, something like that.
$1.4 million for that. Does he get to hoist the?
I think they can hoist it. Yeah,
but they got to get.
They can't pee in it like. The Stanley Cup, you know,
they can't kiss all over it.
Nope.
Yeah, I've
people piss in it,
drink
the cup before. Booze out of it. They can't do that.
I've been with the cup before, and after hearing the stories about what that cup has been through, I didn't even want to touch it.
Well, I'd assume they, you know,
you
know
can Simonize it.
Yeah,
I don't
imagine
care. That. Knowing that there are players that I know who have taken a dump in that bowl.
Shut up.
Nope.
Real who?
That's a big statement there.
You got it.
Yeah.
The one story that is...
I think we should qualify that.
No
I think our legal team would probably say that's an alleged story.
Yeah,
Scott,
alleged
Scott
story
can you come in here,
that.
Please?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's a story that's not alleged is when at in Dallas when they threw it off the roof of the house.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And it bounced off the concrete next to the pool, and they essentially broke it. I think that was Brett Hull's place. When they won the cup.
I didn't hear about that.
Then one time in the 80s in Edmonton, they had done a number on it, and they ended up taking it to an auto body shop to try to get it welded back together.
Wow.
Remember that on
Animal
House?
What would Lord Stanley say?
Remember that on Animal House when they took that guy's, it was his cousin or his brother?
His brother's car? Lincoln Continental.
Yeah, you fucked up. You trusted us. Yeah. We sure did. Flounder's brother. Have you seen those guys lately?
Oh, yeah.
They look terrible. Oh, my God.
There's that one that...
Matheson looks okay.
He's all right. But, well, yeah, Otter. But
Otter's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's yeah.
Flounder.
Flounder's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, Flounder.
Yeah, Matheson's Otter.
Oh, the Otter. Which one was the Otter?
Otter's a good-looking guy, you know, the stud.
Oh, that...
The guy that screwed Dean Wormer's wife.
Sutherland.
No. Otter. Tim Matheson.
Yeah, which he one? Picks up... the one in the grocery store saying, don't you find vegetables to be very sensual? And she goes, I think you mean sensuous, and he says something.
Yeah,
and
the next thing, how old is that broad now?
She was hot.
She was good looking.
She's probably like 70.
I mean,
hell, he's almost
70. I was 8 or 9 when
she's probably
out.
Dead then.
Hey, do you know Tim Matheson was the voice of Johnny Quest?
Really? Yes. I love Johnny Quest.
Little trivia.
I love that one Johnny Quest with the dragons.
Yeah, the Komodo dragon.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a good one.
You like Haji? Now, that was racist as hell. That was great.
Well, it was also one of the first gay couples on TV.
Oh, shut up.
Who, Race and his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, for love of God.
I think we better get the legal team out again.
Scott, come to the studio, please.
Show didn't know that.
No one fucking knows.
Another disclaimer.
No, go just type in Johnny Quest gay and see what comes up.
You can Race was not fucking Johnny Quest's father.
And you can send all legal inquiries to Ocho Man behind the eight ball.
Don't send them to me.
Race Bannon.
That's all I need.
That's a long-standing urban myth.
I think he was screwing the Komodo dragons myself.
No. Hair of Armand Kachikin.
A very well...
In my office.
He was like a very well-groomed guy, always looked... You know, the beard is trimmed up and everything.
What the hell's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's
you're not scruffy, you're not
man.
You're gay.
You're not the Marlboro man, you're gay.
You know what they say about them clean guys.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
You got a pretty mouth.
Get her done.
Oh.
I thought he was sharp.
You know who else was good from Animal House that went on to do like something really amazing was
gay
Pinto.
Porn.
Oh, well,
because
yeah.
he goes on to be Mozart in Amadeus and he kills it.
Yeah, he was
and
really
then
very good.
He kind of
what about that one guy? Then now he's on CSI or he's the criminal and he's like FBI guy.
Who?
D-Day? The guy with the motorcycle.
D-Day.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's fantastic.
Well, he's been in several movies. Yeah, he's getting pretty well.
Yeah, but right now he's in a series too. I forgot
Daniel Simpson Day.
Yeah.
They filmed that. I think that was at Corvallis, Oregon.
They filmed it out in Oregon.
Yeah, Corvallis, I believe.
Which one you got there, Chris?
I'm just listening.
They had a documentary on that, and actually, you know, the people they got into it so much that the guys that were playing, you know,
that's true, the
nerdy guy. I mean, the guys that were they were the nerds, I guess.
The guys, ROTC guys.
Yeah, the other guys in the other fraternity didn't even want to. They wouldn't let him associate with Belushi.
So
those
was,
guys
was
didn't play
who
around.
Who directed
with
it? Was it Landis?
I think it was John Landis.
So
yeah.
they were in a standard sort of motel.
Yeah.
In Oregon. No great shakes. But after after filming every day, Belushi was throwing big parties for
Deltas.
But Niedermeyer and
those guys
the other part
go.
Of the crew, they were keeping them out.
Yeah, they kicked them out. Yeah, they wouldn't,
they wouldn't let them in.
The guys in the other fraternity were not invited. Yeah,
for real then.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. Huh?
How cool is that? I heard.
Yeah, Bacon was talking about it.
I heard that Mizzou. They wanted to do this in Mizzou, and Mizzou turned them down.
Yeah, they turned them down. That's right. The guy that wrote it, Harold Ramis, went to Wash U, my alma mater.
At the University of Missouri? Anyone out of the Missouri area
that
knows,
was actually,
that's what Mizzou
but
is.
But it's based on Wash U fraternity, which is hard to believe.
Washington University in
because
St.
Of
Louis.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. However, if you go to every university in the United States of America, you will have some kid come up to you and say, you know, they based Animal House on this place.
You know, I don't know if they. I don't know about it anymore. I don't know. Like kids these days even know what the hell they're talking about. Fraternities have kind of ebbed, haven't they?
Yeah.
They don't have toga parties,
especially in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, Ocho Man told us not to bring that up.
I know.
It's a very delicate subject.
I don't mind, but just the thought of, you know, there's people out there that still use that N-word out there publicly. I mean, just it's uncalled for. It's uncalled for. I tell you. There's a lot of great black people out there that Absolutely. I dig, and I just don't need to hear that. I just don't think it's right, you know?
You got to have a lot of chutzpah to drop an N-bomb.
Yeah, but you think they should be expelled for it? I mean, don't you give them a warning?
No. Well, I don't think they should be expelled
either. Give them a warning, you know? Maybe take sensitivity classes.
Do you think it violated their freedom of speech?
Because I definitely think that it works both ways, too. And now...
What about that guy with the basketball team? Remember him?
Which one was
that? The Clippers? Was it the Clippers?
Yeah, he got mad.
He was just on the phone.
Yeah, that's bullshit, too. That's his team. Well, he could say anything behind closed doors. Donald Sterling was a slumlord, though.
He's a bad guy. We're not saying he's a good man.
But when it comes to the point you can't say something.
Especially behind closed doors
to your wife, girlfriend, or whatever.
Yeah.
To your mistress. That's a tyranny.
Yeah, I used to hang out with his son, the one who's dead now. Yeah, and
he's loaded, too, isn't he?
Well, he was. Well, yeah. He's dead now. But
the son's dead? What happened to him?
Oh. He shot himself. Huh?
Yeah. Well, man, if I had $1 billion, I'd probably commit suicide,
too. That's what I heard. Anyway, there was a lot of weird stuff that was going on in his family. I mean, that whole family had a weird dynamic.
What's amazing about that Sterling, I got to call it a clan, because, you know, you walk down, it's Wilshire, isn't it? You walk down Wilshire and right at the corner, and, you know, God bless, that's all his stuff.
Yeah.
Those are his buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's pretty prime property if it's on Wilshire.
Between he and Stan Kroenke, man, they own 80% of L.A.
Wow.
I wanted to get the Clipper jersey, put his name on the back, and go to Brooklyn.
Just walk around and see what that'd be a terrible idea.
One of those challenges.
I think I'd rather say...
let's see how long this man can survive in Brownsville.
I think I'd rather take the sex trip.
Good call, Armand. Let's see how fast Ocho Man runs.
Both of them are going to die. Let's find out which one happens first.
Who dies next?
I don't know if anybody remembers him, though.
Dude, at least they would kill me. They would take your kidney and shit.
That's true. I wake up in a bathtub full of ice. Yeah. I was like, anyway.
Yeah, that's frightening shit over there, man. Human life doesn't mean a damn thing over there, man. Anyway.
Speaking of which, did you see the happiest people in Europe?
The happiest people.
The unhappiest.
No,
the Greeks.
No. Can we guess?
Yeah, let's guess.
The unhappiest people.
I would
in
guess
Europe.
The Greeks unless they get their welfare back.
Chris?
I will say the French.
Good guess, yeah, but
I'm going to say
I would be unhappy if I was French.
It's probably one of those real northern countries like a Norway, Finland, or some shit like that. They got nothing going on except nature.
But those are actually the happiest.
Those are like modern utopias.
Bulgaria. My brother-in-law is Bulgarian.
I should have known Bulgaria.
They don't really have much going on, do they?
Look at the Black Sea over there. Bulgaria. You got beaches.
Okay, yeah, some black. Because you know everyone's clamoring to go to the Black Sea beaches.
They're very popular, actually.
They are very popular.
Putin treasures the Black Sea, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because he went and got the Crimea.
Well, that's why.
Okay, but the Bulgarian side of the Black Sea?
Mm. Hey, did you see those women in the Moscow University made a little calendar for him? And they wanted him. He's 58 years old, and these college chicks make this calendar. Which one of us do you want? They're like in lingerie and stuff.
No
Send
shit.
It to him. Yeah. Well, the guy's worth like $60 billion. He's probably the richest guy in the world.
Oh my God, Putin's the guy wrestles bears.
Hour of judo every morning.
That
guy's in shape, buddy.
Obama does brackets.
Obama does sausage and what else does he have?
How are we going to compete? We have a wrestling bear gap.
He's got a point.
A mine shaft gap. Remember that movie?
Yes. Oh, I love that one.
If anybody get Dr. Strangelove?
There's no fighting in here, Armand.
Yep.
There's no fighting in here.
Well, speaking of calendar hot chicks,
yeah,
we came out with Ramp Place magazine came out with the 5 hottest cities in the United States with the chicks, the hottest chicks in the, 5 being the 1 being the best. Okay. Of course, can you guys give me number 5? You think?
I already guessed it. I knew it. I told you.
I'm going to guess. I guess it's got to be Tempe, Arizona, because of Arizona State.
No.
Oh my God.
Well, that's a good call, though. What about you, Chris?
I'm going to go with
number 5.
Oh, I'll go with an easy one. let's say
any day now.
Well, actually, I'm going to go Scottsdale.
Scottsdale.
That's a good call.
Arizona. Nope.
Well, I tell you this. It ain't Baltimore.
Number five.
St. Louis either.
It's not Granite City.
Number five is Miami.
Ooh, Miami. That's okay. Yeah. You know, because you have so many Colombian. You've got so much going on there. Yeah. You got Latin chicks. You got Cubano. European chicks.
And you know what? Everyone down there.
You have to be
pretty.
You have to be.
I mean, honestly,
I lived in Miami.
Every time.
Well, you're in good shape.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in great shape.
But when Jono and I show up on a beach in Miami, the first question they ask is...
Throw us back in.
Where are you guys
the
from?
The first question they ask is, you know, who called a cab?
Yeah, what bus did you guys get off of?
All white guys. We look like Midwestern. I mean...
Yes, you sure do.
Anyway, number four. Give me number four, Dick.
I've already seen the list. So
San Francisco.
I recuse myself.
No.
Not
San Francisco.
It ain't Seattle. I got to imagine Los Angeles is somewhere, but it doesn't feel like number four. Dallas and Houston are loaded.
All right. So which one are you going with?
I'll go with Dallas.
Dallas for number four?
Yes.
For Tony, what about you, Chris?
I'm going to go with the... Well, I mean, I don't know if it should be like the Los Angeles greater area or if it should be like Orange County. I'll go with Orange County.
You're saying Newport.
Yeah, the Newport.
Well, wrong, both of you. Okay. Number four is New York.
Huh. Again, I thought it might be a little higher.
Let's go to number three here.
I got to play the Dallas card again then.
Dallas. He goes with Dallas. Chris, you.
I'm going to go with the... Actually, why don't we
quicken this up a little? Yeah. Why don't they just give a couple cities that they think would be in the top.
All right.
So after this one, we'll skip through. I'm going to go Scottsdale.
Got to watch my wrestling.
Go Scottsdale again.
This is L.A. Number two, though. This was a complete shock.
This is a surprise.
This is a complete shock.
When you think about it, it makes sense.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ocho. They'll never guess.
Okay. Number two is Boulder, Colorado.
Now that actually makes sense.
I got this. I
never would have guessed it.
Number one. Just give me number one.
Who's
here?
Number one? You should get this right off the top of my head. I said number this.
Well, I was saving Vegas.
San Diego.
Attaboy.
Which one?
San Diego?
I said San Diego. I don't know.
Vegas.
Oh, it is Vegas.
Vegas,
yeah,
of course.
I mean, we bought a couple
Anybody
of them
Anybody who's been
in
to Vegas knows.
Boulder makes sense because...
I don't see that.
Boulder makes sense because so many California chicks head to either...
Well,
University
right now,
of Colorado or Arizona State.
It makes more sense now. They're all smoking weed. All the hot chicks are kicking back there in Boulder, Colorado.
That's right. I forgot about the weed.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
God.
Boy.
Yeah, you Republicans are against weed.
I don't care. Are you kidding? I say legalize every drug.
Well, you
all
have said that. You're very moderate. Very moderate.
That's moderate? That's liberal from where I come from.
It's not liberal. It makes sense. You're going to get tax money.
Anyway. Hey, they made some advances in quantum computing, you know.
We've got...
I guess not.
He all just right, glossed just, right past
yeah,
that
well,
one.
He's not exactly a scientific.
Dudes, I've been a little sick. I've been a little under.
Yeah, quantum computing isn't really a big. Yeah, he is a little.
Do we really mean, are we at the biogenetic computing level here?
Well, you know, apparently what they, well, I don't know about that, but once they get that quantum computing going. Oh.
What the hell is that again?
Well, basically, not that I know anything about this subject, because I can't even turn a my computer doesn't even have lights on the keys like yours. But
it's a step towards the singularity, though. The processing
we're getting
power
there,
is incredible.
What the hell's that?
Well, information apparently in a computer comes in bits.
Yes,
zeros. Yes, zeros or ones. Okay, all this stuff's based on it. Well, quantum computing, you have everything in between, which makes it infinitely faster and more efficient and a lot less heat.
And
obey Moore's law, apparently. It does not obey
and
that.
The
doesn't apply.
Whatever the amount of information that exists.
Unbelievably fast.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, throughout the universe is then
that's what they
quantifiable
want.
And...
Well, apparently it's only like 10 to the 97 bits of information in the whole universe.
Right.
Which they'll have a computing power...
To process it.
Yeah, to have it all.
So theoretically, Ocho Man, what they're looking at is you can build a program, put all the information that ever existed in the universe in, and at that point you can rewind the clock and know what happened.
It sounds like a bunch of boring bullshit to me, boys.
Yeah. It's not as interesting as the brackets.
No,
the ISU taking a licking there.
You know what? I just can't. I've got to go back to that. I cannot believe they lost. And I had them in my final four. What the hell's
but
going
they,
on?
It's the three-point curse. You shoot well, you win. You shoot poorly.
God, but I look so bad on that. In my picks lately, I'll tell you what. I've been at 500.
On that one. Alicia, I think there's only like 20, what do they think there are 250 left out of, I don't know, 12 million that were submitted.
No, 250,000 left out of 50 million.
And that'll get whittled down today significantly.
Wow, that was after the first day.
Friday, March the
20th. Well, you think these upset guys, though, they're going to be bailing.
Did you see that there's a scientist at MIT or one of these, Massachusetts Institute of Kinesiology or something. I don't even exist. But he, yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not making that up. Flipping a coin is probably just as efficient.
It is.
As making all these picks.
Look, we do something in the office
here. You did a study on that.
Ocho Man knows about this. It's called Lunch Tournament.
Yep.
And
who's winning?
People often try to stack the brackets in lunch tournaments so that they get to eat at their favorite place. It's played the same way the NCAA is. You know, 64 options, elimination down to the final and whatnot. And invariably, whatever gets stacked never wins.
Oh. Okay.
And we do it on a coin flip. So I buy into that.
Well, I mean, I don't think they had the $1 billion challenge this year for some reason. Even though that'll never win.
They do have ESPN has something.
Oh, really?
Like,
I don't think Buffett had his.
No one wanted to underwrite it?
Come on, I would.
We're going to stop here for a break from our sponsors on the Ignotainment Media Network.
Hey, folks, don't forget to check out all of the fine programming on the Ignotainment Media Network, including Sean Wheelock and Big John McCarthy with Let's Get It On. If you're a philosopher type, if you fashion yourself philosophical and you happen to like whiskey, the Whiskey Philosopher for you. Hey, if you're a parent and you got a kid in youth sports and they have a bat and a ball and a glove, Youth Baseball Talk with Jim Cromer. All these shows and more come your way right here, available for subscription, available for download, and available for streaming, ignotainment.com, all on the Ignotainment Media Network.
Was that Tony's voice? That was pretty damn good.
Yeah, better than your spot.
When'd you do that, Tony?
Uh-huh.
Hey, yeah, Ocho Man took about half an hour to do his spot this morning.
They used to call me. The production. You know the engineer.
They call me Horse, the Broody fellow.
Yeah, they loved it because I could get it in one take.
They
yeah.
call you Thurl Ravenscroft.
That guy had pipes.
Tony the Tiger.
Can you do that?
No, I can't. Jolly Giant too.
Wait a minute, I thought that was real Tiger there. Tony the Tiger.
Yes, that was a talking tiger. Yeah.
I hate hearing about.
Hate seeing
sugar
them.
On cereal.
We're shattering all your illusions, aren't we?
No, I mean, I just like seeing the real tiger out there coming out to come a on.
You
could
do
now.
Ocho Man has some pipes. I believe
that's great. What did he say?
That's great. Yeah, you got to right. Now end it on the up. Come on.
That's great.
He could have that down in half an hour. Now do Scooby.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. That was pretty damn good, Tony.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, fellas. Thurl died. I can't wait. I can't wait to get into baseball again, too. I'm telling you right now. I've been missing baseball.
When is that? What is that, 2 weeks, something like that?
Well, April 2nd, April 4th it starts?
I think they might start just a little bit.
The Cardinals against the Reds?
I got a fantasy team.
I gotta tell you something.
I won the fantasy championship last year.
Yeah, because Bruce Bochy threw a pitcher that
out. I don't give a fuck. I won it. I won it. Bow your head down. Yeah. Bow your head down.
I'm not bowing to anybody. My flag dips for nobody.
And,
or no one.
I can't wait for baseball.
April 5th.
April 5th it starts, and then in a couple months we're going to have the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Ooh.
May 2nd. I tell you what, that's going to be a great day. We got the Kentucky Derby during the day. I'm going to get sauced up then, and then we're going to watch.
You're
Pacquiao.
You're going to miss the fight.
Yeah,
Mayweather.
Hey, I've been Ocho Man. I've been meaning to ask you about this. Have you been watching at all the boxing on NBC that they're doing now?
No, I haven't.
Primetime
I haven't
boxing.
Caught that.
Yeah, the PBC.
NBC's they're, got that.
Yeah, yeah.
No?
What
day?
On Spike too. It's on. I think once a month. It was on. Oh. It was on last month.
Well, there's more and more of that. I mean,
we're actually discussing
Fox
it on the MMA show. Also, we had a guy on who's going to fight on there.
Fox has MMA.
Victor
right?
Ortiz, who actually, he fought Floyd Mayweather
He lost, but he fought Floyd Mayweather. He's going to be on the show today.
Oh, wow!
So, but can it seems like it's starting to get some, you know, some traction.
It's good to see boxing back.
Right, no, I mean, that's what I mean.
I love the sweet science.
I love the octagon and all that. But I love boxing too, fellas.
Look, the sweet science of pugilism. Did I say that right?
Pugilism. Mm,
yes.
Is it pugilism?
We got you trying to match him now.
You're the Marquess of Queensbury who came up with these rules. Remember, you've heard of the Marquess of Queensbury?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I haven't heard that.
You've never heard of the Marquess of Queensbury?
I haven't heard that shit. He came
up with the rules of the boxing, squared circle. These modern rules of boxing, okay?
All right,
well, did you know that his son was the guy that Oscar Wilde was banging and got him in jail?
Oh, see, now...
Yeah, it was his son.
He's upset about the race banner.
Bannon.
Yeah, and now you're telling me that Oscar
Wilde.
Yeah, but
this is the 1890s. Well, they put him in jail.
Do you know what Oscar Wilde's last words were?
Either that tapestry or curtain goes or I go.
You
I
are
believe.
Correct. Yeah. This guy knows everything.
Is he
Oach.
Back at Quincy Jones again?
Quincy Jones.
I didn't say a thing about Quincy Jones yet.
What are we talking about?
Quincy Magoo, wasn't it?
What's that cartoon show that he said the dad's a gay?
Yeah, that's Johnny what he's talking
Quest.
About. Race Bannon and Dr.
And you got Quincy out of that.
How did I get Quincy Jones
you
out
got
of
a
that?
Show with Jack Klugman
that was a good
out
show,
of a cartoon.
Though. That was a good
Into
show.
Quincy Jones.
Into Quincy Jones, no, Quincy the producer of Michael Jackson's Thriller,
yeah,
which, by the way, the album never would have been as good.
Have Probably you, not.
There is a floating out there.
What the hell was wrong with us in the 80s to listen to that shit?
Michael Jackson?
I mean, that was shit back then. We bought into
all
that.
Did he direct that video?
We bought into the...
I think Spielberg directed one and Scorsese did another.
Famous director.
Let's back it up here. I used to even wear parachute pants for the love of God.
I remember that. Yeah,
but they were comfortable at least.
Like a
genie.
No,
they weren't.
They
comfortable.
Weren't?
I had camel toe back right there.
No,
you know?
No
fucking
kidding.
Wearing those parachute pants. That was...
I never
Can we
wore
have the refresh
so
commercial?
Know.
They were very uncomfortable.
Oh my
I cannot believe it. And because I had a couple guys, friends of mine at school, they wore the blue ones or shit
Did
like
get a
that.
Mullet? Did you have a mullet?
I had one.
Yeah, I remember
nice.
He had a mullet.
Nice.
Can you imagine him with a mullet?
Yes, it would look awesome.
He's playing
I'm
football.
Imagining this
he'd
right
look
now,
like a,
and
he'd
just,
look like
has
a
made
cast
my
member.
Day better.
He'd look
drink?
Like a cast
just
member.
Imagining it. I have to make the photo now.
On The Walking Dead.
I've got to Photoshop it.
Gives me a little dyspepsia.
No, that's okay. You get
we'll
over
get
that.
Some Pepto Bismol.
We'll give you a pill for
that's
that.
Really drank Dr. Pepper.
So you think Michael Jackson? You thought Thriller was crap?
I thought it was on crap. Okay. I can't believe we got into
it's
it.
It's the greatest pop album of all time. But
I understand,
let's put that aside.
But the chicks made it all happen. They
what
loved
chicks?
Michael Jackson
oh,
back
that's
then.
True.
Myself, I was into like Judas Priest. I was into Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Man,
yeah.
Well, I think I didn't beat it.
Judas Priest with the gay lead again. See what? There's a theme here.
What is wrong with you?
Their lead singer was gay.
He didn't sing about anything gay.
I'm sorry, but all those hair metal bands were aimed at pre-pubescent boys who had a little
Turbo
issue,
Lover. That doesn't sound
issue
anything
with their
about
sexuality.
Gay. It doesn't matter. I didn't go home with these guys. They played heavy metal stuff, and I loved
you
it.
You love. That's fine.
Hold on, let's hear this. Listen to that.
Is that Judas Priest?
That's Judas Priest. Turbo Lover. Run for cover.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
He's gay, huh?
No.
Oh, yes. So, which is nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. There is a version.
If it was up to you, you'd burn every fucking gay guy out
there.
No, there's
not. No.
Then I don't know why the hell we're even talking about
gay Because I want
people.
You to come to terms with yourself, because there's a theme on today's
no,
show.
I
love Johnny
people,
Quest.
Listen, you guys want to discuss this, why don't you go to Starbucks? I'm sure the baristas over there would be glad to have this talk with you.
It's definitely Michael Jackson.
Jeez. Do you hear about that?
You go there all the time
no,
for
I
your
don't.
Dates.
No, I don't. I wish I do. I wish
Starbucks.
I had more dates. I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But did you see what
$3 on
no,
a grande.
No, I don't spend anything. I don't spend anything. I buy my own. That's it.
Okay.
He gets his
Did you see about
to
the Starbucks, though? They're supposed to talk to you about racism?
No.
You didn't see this?
No. What about
Howard Schultz, the guy that runs the company. Apparently, you're supposed to.
Like
the baristas were given briefings on discussing race with their customers and trying to diffuse this whole situation.
Really? It wasn't just individualism?
No. It was everybody. This is a company policy.
Wow.
So next time you go in there, be prepared to
hear a little something?
Hey. Hear a homily about improving
race. I'd like to have his bank account, I'll tell you that.
No
Howard Schultz, yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah, what'd you say, Oach?
Well, Chris, I think we're getting close to that segment where I want you to bring up the Terrence Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Jersey.
Yeah.
And because we do want to give this
out,
guys. It's a nice one. Tell us a little bit about what we're
doing. I think we ought to hear Ocho Man's original concept for a contest, though. Well, you want to hear something serpentine and torturous.
No, no. Let me bring this up first.
Yeah,
and
sure,
then,
sure.
And then you simplify what... Okay, this is what I had, people.
Get a load of this.
Shut your face for 1 second, all right? Here we go. Mm. What I wanted to do was everyone leaves a review and a rate on my podcast on the iTunes section. And then we take all these names and we put them in a hat, okay? We draw 5 of these names. That
simple,
sounds good.
Simple
okay?
enough.
We draw 5 names, and then these 5 people got to take each other on the Ocho Man's 5 games. I'm going to pick 5 games. And then whoever gets the best record in the 5, get the Terrence Williams jersey signed. Now here's the complicated part, according to these pricks here. Check this out. All I did was say, give me your top 5 in the order that you got picked as the 5 strong games. It could be the one being the 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star. Now, that makes it the tiebreaker, because now we see who's got the best game that they picked. Because if one of you, if 2 or 3 of you clowns pick 3 winners and 2 losers, then how am I going to split this apart? That's what I had. So go fuck yourselves. I don't think it was that complicated.
That's rather facile, isn't it?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Yeah.
Okay, but at which point did how many points you had on your Ralph's card come into play?
Yeah.
Because that's where you
God,
lost
I would
me.
Totally win.
Dang, Ralph's card. Get your head out of the grocery for 1
well,
minute.
Explain the giveaway, like the actual item that we're giving away, though.
We are giving away a Baylor Terrence Williams signed jersey.
Who also played for the Cowboys.
He's a Dallas Cowboy player. He's the number 2 wideout behind Dez Bryant right now. And I tell you what, this guy can definitely play. And we're lucky to Ignotainment sponsored this. They brought us the jersey and said, hey, we'd like for you to do something with
Baylor's
it.
Baylor's in Waco, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if we're going to give something away from Waco, Texas, can it be like something from David
No, that's
Koresh?
What they gave us, douche.
So,
can we get a David Koresh jersey?
That's
right. It burned.
So what we decided on, how
it
we're
wasn't
actually
his fault.
How we're actually going to give it away, obviously you got to be listening to the show to know about it. You go onto Facebook. You go onto any social media you want. You do hashtag Ocho Man, and then you share the website for the show, ochoman.com. Share the show, hashtag Ocho Man. For each time you share the show or someone likes it or shares it with their friends from your share, you get an entry. So if you
That's
share
an
it,
entry.
Yeah, exactly. So if you share it and then, okay, say for example, if I shared it on my Facebook and then Hubert came along and he shared it, I would get an entry for my share, an entry for his share.
That's,
and then he would get an entry for his
that's,
share.
So that's,
I see.
That's
a share.
And then you have to make your shares
exactly.
5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars. Right?
You
have to rate your shares,
so
correct?
You get a,
no, we're not
you
rating
get a
any
share,
shares.
A half share.
All right.
I get a
well,
half
that may be
share.
Too simple.
You can right. share my balls on your head is what you can share.
So that's 3.5, that's 3 half shares.
Took him 2 days to come up with that concept.
I thought it was a great concept.
Well, let me ask you this. Armand, what if this happens? What if we're driving along and we find a wreck?
Fuck
and
me.
The wreck has a guy
this
drives
is
off
no
a cliff
train coming from Buffalo meeting
and he has a lot of money
San Francisco
and a whole bunch of other people pull off the road and you and I go down to the site of the wreck and then we find out that he's got money buried somewhere and then we have to go divide
okay
if you and I go we are one so that's 1 share
right
and then
right.
we're one
I'm,
each
I'm a,
individually
now, I'm a
so
person.
That's a share
I
you're
get
a person
I get a share for being a person
but you get a share for being
share
a person
for having a car
for having
I get a
car.
Share for getting down
getting to the, down to the car
to the wreck
yes to the wreck
and a share for being a person in my car
and if, so that's 4 shares
yeah I don't think Ocho Man
okay.
realizes
so
where this
I
is
get,
from.
I get
who's
the same
on first?
Thing.
Who's on first?
I get
what's
the same
second?
Thing.
You're close.
And that's 8 shares.
And
so
that's tax-free money.
Between us, that's 8 shares. What do you mean tax-free?
I mean it's like a gift.
You just made this so complicated for everyone out there.
No,
we're doing
no
we're doing
such,
this.
There ain't
doing
no
this
such
shtick.
Thing as tax-free.
Wait a minute. Everybody's got to pay taxes.
Everybody has got to pay taxes.
Even businessmen who lie and cheat and steal every day.
They have to pay taxes.
Hey, it's from the mad world. Scene one. And it's really funny.
Hey, are we going to have a TO today with our
as
emails?
We discussed, you know, the last time we were on the air, this guy's always running a little late, but he'll be here in a minute. He's on his way in.
Oh, he's a guest. Yeah, a cameo
he's on his way in. We have a guest on his way into the studio.
No, we don't have
studio.
A guest. We got a fucking T.O. Route boy, T.O.
Yeah.
He's going to do our emails again. He's probably now he's going to bring up the guy.
I'm sure that's
how's that? You think he'll be back on the list?
Hey, I'm sure that's in the offing.
Right now, fellas, 3 to 5, he brings up the Bruce guy.
I go 2 to 5.
2 to 5.
Yeah, I think.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So yeah. He's definitely going to bring up Bruce. I think he's a made-up character. Because when he wasn't here, we didn't have anything from Bruce.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Bruce, okay, so what he's saying is Bruce is actually how he feels about the Ultraman?
It's how he is.
He's manifesting.
He's projecting.
And he is so pissed. He is so pissed.
It's all
that
Freudian.
He's not a regular on the show.
That makes
because
sense.
It's Ocho envy.
I told him.
He has Ocho envy.
Yeah, that's right. I told him.
I took psychology.
Did you really?
No.
No. I told him that, hey, Tony's our guy here, and he's like, what happened to me?
Yes.
The guy's a little stale, that's all.
I think it'd be a smarter move on his part if he just, you know, stayed working hard, he got the emails together, he came on and was straight up and read the real emails. Instead of, you know...
Why don't we make him an intern?
Well, he is officially.
Is that what he is? Is that his position?
Well,
unofficially.
He's intern Tim. Yeah.
Intern. We don't pay him or anything, so...
I mean, you usually don't pay interns. Oof.
Hey, where is he anyway?
Yeah, where is he?
I got this fucking show. He's got wrestling. He's got
to
watch.
Yeah, I got to get my wrestling. I'm going to miss a 125-pound match.
I think he was in the restroom, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he was indisposed.
Generally, where he is.
Dropping the lights off.
Discommoded.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
Dropping a deuce. Dropping a deuce.
Purging his demons.
Yeah.
Any
I'll
case.
Call over on the studio line.
Well, let me give my plays of the day then.
Yeah, you better get to them.
And here we go.
These better be good, too.
Yeah.
Hey,
did you see my stocks?
Well,
Celgene's up. Oh, boy.
Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad of the bone. All right, guys. My big place for today, today's action, March 20th. We got NHL action tonight. 2-game parlay is what I like tonight, boys. And girls, we got Detroit taking on Tampa Bay. I'm riding on Tampa Bay.
Good call.
Because I love Tampa Bay. They haven't let me down yet. And you know what? That's the ticket for me. I'm taking Tampa Bay on my first parlay play. And my second one is let's take Anaheim at home versus Colorado. These are my two plays. I'm strong with it. I love Tampa Bay and Anaheim in the spot. And our NBA action for tonight, I tell you what, Sixers at home, boom, lights out here against the New York Knicks. I love the Sixers -4 at home against the Knicks. So these are my big plays here. And you know what, Armand, you haven't done bad at all with your stocks, man.
Stocks are up, Disney's up, Celgene's up.
Everything you predicted so far.
Bank of America's struggling a little bit, but I'd still buy it.
You are fucking Thurston Howell.
Yeah,
the third.
You are Gomez.
I'm Lovey.
Want me to shoot him, Gomez? Yeah, you did great, man. You've been doing great.
What was his? Was that Jim?
Who's that? Jim Backus?
Backus.
Yes, that's right.
Backus.
And he was also, we were talking about, what, Quentin Magoo.
And
that was a great cartoon.
That was funny.
Yeah, the blind bat there.
Yeah. Did you see the movie?
No.
Didn't do it justice.
No.
Is our guy here? T.O. has just walked into the building.
To great fanfare.
Yeah. Glad to see you. Glad to see you
made
it.
Yes, take a seat.
Grab a seat here.
That's a microphone there.
That's a microphone.
How is everyone?
Everyone's doing great now.
Boy, he knows how to make an entrance.
Were you dropping a deuce or what? You took 10 minutes on that, and I had to hear Tony Scher thing for about him and Armand were talking.
Look, I'm just saying, if you had a car and you were in the car,
if you had a bathtub
going
65 and
65 miles an hour.
No, you're missing the point.
Heading east from
heading
Memphis.
East.
If you have a bathtub
and
you're filling it with water,
Armand and I get 8 chairs, I'm telling you. When this happens, we're in for 8 shares. You're probably going to be on a bicycle.
17 shares, I think they came up with.
And you're going to get like a
all
share.
All right, I don't want to hear it anymore on that. Let's hear it. What do you got over there? Can't you put the headphones on there? Head speakers?
The head speakers.
The head whatever? Get a little head difficulty over there, will you?
With like
the
Toastmasters.
I have
the head speakers today will be... Mikhail Gorbachev and Margaret Thatcher.
I'm just pleased to have his august presence with us.
Will you please come through here? Come through for me, babe.
I'm going to come through here for you, Ocho Man.
Yeah, it's about time.
Uh-oh, the emails?
About time. Wow. All right. You know what? That's very rough of you.
All right.
So here we are, right here. We have 3 emails today. Bruce did make,
it
back.
And you lose your bet again.
Bruce didn't come through? No, Bruce is here, but I heard from the show that I missed that there was some insinuations made that I might be Bruce.
I just think you're like that little kid on The Shining. I think you're like that little kid on The Shining, talks a finger. Red Rum.
Yep.
I promise you I have no relationship.
All right.
Did you own a big wheel when you were little? Answer the question.
Everyone owned
it. Everybody had one of them.
Did you stay in a hotel when you were
little?
Did
you have that break?
Yeah, I had the break. I didn't have that.
He's the kid from The Shining. He stayed in a hotel and he owned a big wheel.
Did you have the one with the brake or the hand brake?
Oh, that you could spin out so
I didn't have that.
You were deprived.
I'm going to sue my parents.
You should.
All right.
So here's our first email. Ocho Man, I'm a loyal listener and a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
I have listened since episode one.
Wow.
Well, that's a boy.
That's devotion.
Who is this cat,
by the
way?
And I'm curious if I have profiled you accurately.
Oh, fuck. Let's hear it.
Psychiatrist.
Let's hear it. What do you got me profiled as?
You seem to be a huge fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
I am.
Guilty as charged.
Very incisive comment.
You seem to have a love for the Missouri Tigers, but football only.
Can't put one by on this guy.
Yeah, he's a clever one.
He's sharp.
He's not sure he likes the softball program.
You're a proud
Girls
Armenian.
Wrestling.
I'm a proud Armenian, too. Yeah, great.
You seem to love football more than any other sport.
Yeah, I do like football a little bit more than baseball. Go ahead.
You like the handicap sports.
I do love the handicap sports, and I love my horse racing handicapping as well.
You also love your Tesla.
I'm having problems with my fucking Tesla.
Listen to this, Tio.
We're going
to
lose our sponsorship.
There's an update for the Tesla.
I got a little pissed off about this
Tesla. What's the
matter
with the Tesla? What happened?
All right. I bought the Model S 60, okay?
It's a beautiful car.
It's a beautiful shade of brown. It really is.
Yeah, it's a nice color.
Here's what they got here. They said I have to pay every time I use their supercharger. It doesn't come free, which is bullshit because I wanted the 85. I wanted the Model S 85. They didn't have it in time, so I had to resort to the Model S 60. Wow. Well, the 60, if you get the 60, you don't get the privilege of using the supercharger.
So yesterday, Armand, Tesla released a downloadable update. And this is how cool an age we live in. That would take care of some of the range problems Tesla has.
Yeah.
And this would have really helped Ocho Man because he has what's called range anxiety.
Right. Elon Musk discussed that. Yeah.
Oh, fuck him. Go ahead.
Wow.
So I emailed the Ocho Man saying, this is awesome because I know you have expressed to me you're a little concerned about your commute.
Range anxiety.
And I said, you're covered. This is great. And the next day I said, hey, you didn't respond to the email. He goes, update doesn't come from my car.
No, because you know what? I'm paying almost, if with this supercharge that they want me to buy, which is another
$2,500,
I would be paying close to $85,000 for this car.
And you still wouldn't have the S85.
And I still wouldn't have the 85, which I'm paying just as much to an 85 with the Model 60.
And the guys from Camp Mohawk would still get all the really hot chicks.
I'm really pissed off about
that.
Well, you know what? You hear.
Is that meatballs?
You hit every damn soft spot, whatever in my mind right now. You pissed me off again.
So the one thing that I am curious about is the fact that you have mentioned Michael Sam on every episode.
Of the
22 episodes,
what the fuck's he freaking out
Michael Sam has been mentioned on 18 in some sort of fashion. 18 of the 22 episodes, he says. You mentioned.
Like the guy. This is the best. This emailer is so intuitive.
Don't start with your Quincy Jones shit again.
I'm telling you, we had the Johnny Quest talk. We just had the other talk. This plays right into what I am saying is a theme with you.
Armand, stifle him, will you?
I'm gonna jump in here and say that I don't think that Ocho Man is a latent gay person.
He didn't say that. He's not.
If that's the inference we're supposed to make here,
he was asking.
He knows.
I deny that.
He was asking if Michael is a friend.
We've slept in the same bed together, and he is not
all
even.
All right. Okay. You made your point. Stop.
He didn't.
He's asking if Michael.
He turned me down. Flat.
Is a friend of yours, or if Michael is simply one of your all-time favorite Missouri Tigers, you love the player.
No, I don't love the player. I didn't say he's my all-time favorite or anything.
No, he was asking if he was one of your favorite players at Missouri.
I'm saying he did his job. If he didn't open his mouth about being gay, he would have been a third, fourth round pick. That's all I'm saying here. That's all I've been saying all along. If the guy shut his mouth, he was defensive player of the year in the SEC. For love of God, that deserves something. And no one goes to the seventh round and then gets dumped by two teams.
That's right.
You know, it's all about that. It's all about that. That's all I'm saying out there. What's his name anyway?
He says, I'm happy to make it.
You're not going to bring up.
He said, I'm happy to make it 19 of 23 episodes that Michael has been mentioned. Lance from San Francisco.
Oh. I walked right into that one, didn't I?
All right, now, wait a minute. Just because a guy's named Lance and he lives in San Francisco,
I know.
Here we go again.
No. It was
I'm sure he's a fine, upstanding young man.
Tony's been on this gay ride all this time today.
In the context of the episode, of the email, there is nothing that insinuates there's any talk towards Ocho Man or anything.
It's just a straight shooting email.
You brought up Johnny Quest. You brought up...
We have range anxiety and gay anxiety,
yes,
I think, on this show.
He's an open book, this man.
Oh,
open
he is.
Book, he's why? Fascinating.
Yes.
You're a Freudian study.
The second email. I'm back.
Oh boy.
I want that jersey,
that's
baby.
That's Bruce.
I want that jersey, baby.
How does he want that jersey? I didn't even bring up the jersey yet.
Well,
you brought it up last
week. Yeah, you brought
week.
It up. Yeah, you mentioned
oh,
it.
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
I tried to catch him.
You did. Yeah. Okay, so that means if Bruce is in a car... That's a share. And he gets a share for being a person in the car.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think anybody gets that joke.
I thought I picked
it up.
It's
a funny movie.
I thought I caught him. All right. Well, what's Bruce got to say this time?
He said, I think T-Well's going to have a monster season, and I want to add that to my Cowboy collection.
Oh, good.
I'm telling you guys, it's a real cool jersey. We are so lucky that Ignotainment thought of us and brought this jersey to us. Our GM. You know, our GM, he likes the show. He kicks back and listens to the show while he meditates. I can't believe he does that, but...
No, it's an awesome-looking jersey.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
It's not the Woodlawn Vaz, but it's pretty damn good.
It was thanks a lot there,
I've actually had a good week, and I'm going to take it easy on the Ocho Man.
Oh, I love him.
I'm glad.
Yeah, there you go,
he's
Bruce.
He's coasting. He's doing well.
I have a question for you, and believe it or not, it is not cowboy-related.
Okay, good, because I've run out of cowboy.
Need some sex advice.
He's wanting to know what your favorite... football movie is of all time.
Oh, that's easy.
And for that matter, what is your favorite sports movie of all time?
The favorite football movie?
For those of you that care, my favorite movie is Brian's Song.
No.
And
no,
I like the original Rocky.
No.
Brian's Song.
That's Bruce. What he picked.
Bruce in
don't
San Antonio.
Jump Bruce, will you? Because he's going to come after me. I'm going to say my favorite
that's
movie, Bruce, is North Dallas 40.
Attaboy.
It's North Dallas
absolutely.
40.
North
absolutely.
Dallas 40 to me was the epitome of old-time football, and probably the second movie behind that was the original Longest Yard.
That's a good one, too.
And then he asked, what's your favorite sports movie?
A favorite sports movie is Slapshot,
yes,
by
that's
far.
Probably your
Slapshot just...
Raging Bull.
You got
Raging Bull.
Well, he's asking me there.
But you know, Brian's Song spiraled off into Bathos,
okay,
if I may.
But if you interject. take Bruce down, he's taking it easy.
I like Bruce,
but
I just don't like his opinion there. I don't agree
Ocho
with that.
Man,
any enemy of yours is obviously a close friend of mine.
The last email for
Bruce missed the boat
on
that
hold
one.
I got to say, Ocho Man's. North
That's
Dallas
the movie I'd
40.
Expect from Lance from San Francisco.
North Dallas 40 Ocho still rings so true today.
Yeah, North Dallas.
You can watch
is still
that
good.
Today, and it's all the same.
I hope we never see a remake.
Well,
of that.
Technically, if you're going to say a football movie, you may agree with me on this, I think. We'd have
Paper
to probably
Ryan?
Say Horse Feathers.
Ooh, that. Yeah, but that's a comedy that has football in it, well, not a football movie.
I know, but that's technically
that
a football.
White?
Yeah, it's Marx Brothers. It's a Marx Brothers. Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, it's that is a good. Funny movie.
Yeah.
But that's a comedy with football in it, not a football
I agree.
Movie.
But North Dallas 40, I agree.
Teo, fire away.
The last email of the day. We have another scenario of F. Mary Kill and someone else wanting to do a Mount Rushmore. So the females that are involved in this F. Mary Kill, which I'd
kill Teddy Roosevelt.
I'm not sure who.
I'd fuck Abraham Lincoln and I'd marry George Washington.
No, you gotta wait.
These are separate questions.
You're mixing
them up.
Oh,
not getting in
on
what
happened
to Mount
Rushmore. I thought that was a question.
So the three females involved in this, who I don't know who any of them are. I don't know if they're before my time, but I've seen The Karate Kid, but I have not seen Fast Times at Ridgemont
High.
You
say Elizabeth Shue,
and I have not seen The Breakfast Club.
Oh, Phoebe Cates. So when Phoebe Cates takes off her top in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Ocho,
she looked good.
I cried.
What did you cry for?
I was so happy.
So
that was tears of joy. Are you kidding me?
I thought you would pull out your spanky there.
That's what the guy did on the show.
I mean, oh my
Judge Reinhold.
Lord.
So
to this day, that is one of the best scenes in teenage movie history.
So we know who Tony's going with.
I don't know the other two.
It's Phoebe Cates, Elizabeth Shue, and Molly Ringwald are the three.
Molly Ringwald?
You kill Ringwald. That's an easy one. She's actually annoying.
I don't know who any of them are.
Yeah,
she's actually annoying.
Well, he is young, isn't he?
Molly Ringwald, I would definitely kill.
She can be.
Where's producer, Chris?
Right here.
Can you dial up the scene from Fast Times?
Hey, listen, I don't think we need to see you get excited.
We're running behind, Tony.
I think you need to relive how good a scene this is.
No, it wasn't that great of a scene.
I'm marrying Phoebe Cates.
It's a visual scene.
It's a visual scene.
It is. When they hear this music, they'll
I think I'd rather see, what's her name?
Yeah,
boycott
in
that 10. Okay. I think I'd rather see Bo Derek jogging along the beach. That's a better scene.
So who are you marrying and who are you effing then?
Phoebe Cates.
No, he was asking Ocho, man.
Give me the place again. We got Ringwald. We're killing her.
Yep, yeah, it's between Phoebe Cates and Elizabeth Shue.
I would go with Cates, as in fucking.
See, okay. That proves he's not gay. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there it is.
This is so good.
They caught him jerking off, right? Didn't they catch him?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Listen to that music. Here come the cars.
I'm telling
you, this is so Pavlovian for most young men. Without
what the
they
fuck
hear,
are you talking about? Who the hell understands that shit?
I do.
He does.
It'll be this on the
is
Ocho
so
Man's
Pavlovian.
Facebook
you can
page.
Fuck him then.
That when people hear, when guys hear this song, there are guys who get an erection as soon as they hear the opening bars of this song.
For anyone that hasn't seen this, producer Chris is going to be putting this on the Ocho Man's Twitter and Facebook page.
Oh, look at that. That's blatant onanism.
Okay. All right. Okay. Turn that shit off. All right, is that it, Teo?
No, we have to go to the Mount Rushmore. And
I thought that was the same question.
Oddly enough, this goes back to the sports movies. They want to know what athlete from sports movies would be in your Mount Rushmore.
Good question.
So this guy has Rocky Balboa.
Right.
Loudon Swain from Vision Quest.
Loudon Swain. Good call.
I like
Jimmy,
him.
Loudon Swain.
Like
Jimmy
them.
Chitwood from Hoosiers.
Fantastic. Bullshit.
And Buttermaker from Bad News Bears.
No. It'd have to be Lupus.
So
the out of these four.
He wants you to
list
your Mount Rushmore
of sports figures and movies.
Right.
Characters from
cinematic
sports movies.
Sports movies.
And I would rate these guys on my.
No, you make your own. You put your four characters.
My four characters.
Four icons of the Ocho Man.
You know what? I did like Rocky Balboa. Rocky Balboa is Americana now.
I would have thought he'd put the three Hanson brothers and Reg Dunlop.
Wow. We can't put all of them
okay.
On,
right?
So you have
well,
one
of the
hands. You have Rocky?
I have Rocky. Okay. I got to put Reggie Dunlop.
Reg, you going to put Reg up there?
I got to put Reg. I got to put Reg
I like
up
the way
there.
They cover their tits with their jugs with those feathers.
Right, and
play that scene on there.
Our third one, I'd probably put Burt Reynolds.
Longest Yard?
What character?
Longest Yard.
Yep. Oh, what was his name in that? What was his name? How can we not know his name?
I forgot. But
all right, give me a minute.
Burt Reynolds was a Florida State QB. So
yeah. He's legit.
And our last one, I'm going to have to go with, let's see here.
Jake LaMotta.
I'm going to go with Brian Bosworth.
I thought you were going to say Brian's
Paul
song.
Crew.
I thought you were going to say
is who you're looking
very
for.
Very good. Yeah, that's right.
Hot.
I thought you were going to say Brian Piccolo.
What Brian Bosworth play? What character from the movie?
Yeah,
he was in a couple movies.
Yeah, but they want a character.
It's a sports character.
See, you misunderstood the question.
I got a good. You've missed a layup.
Please help me out on this.
Roy Hobbs.
Roy Hobbs was a good one
from The Natural,
and that was and you know what? Not only that, I like to put down one of them and put the guy that played Ty Cobb. I love that.
Oh,
movie.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones was
so
great.
Cobb.
Ty Cobb.
Cobb.
So
from Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
Ty
Cobb. Yeah, great call, Tony.
You got to put in Gary Cooper from Pride of the Yankees.
Armand, this will be interesting.
I didn't watch that.
With your movie expertise and
oh, you
being
my
a fan
opinion?
Of yes, they want everybody.
Well, do they have to? The question I would have is, do they have to be?
He said because, character, so it's
yeah,
got to be.
Yeah,
hurry it up.
I like Lou Gehrig from Pride of the Yankees, but
okay.
I guess you have to go with one of the Hanson brothers, which would call it probably be all three representational.
Maybe
Jake LaMotta from Raging Bull.
Maybe they can make
Bull.
The Hanson brothers into like
yeah,
one
yeah,
head.
You just morph them into one.
Yes.
And. Boy, the last one, I'm going to have to say North Dallas 40. I guess we have to go with Nick Nolte's character.
Nick Nolte was good.
Okay, so here, this is simple. I got to think of the name. Oh, got it. Okay, Hobbs, that's an easy one. I'm going back to Hoosiers, Norman Dale, instead of Jimmy Chitwood. Oh, Shooter's like an honorary mention. And then I got to agree with Ocho, man. I got to have Bert on that Mount Rushmore.
Paul Crew.
Yeah.
You're missing one. That's only three.
I need one more. then I got to go with Arma. It's Reg.
Reg Dunlop?
Yeah, it's Reg Dunlop.
That was me.
I had the Hanson brothers. I had one Hanson brother. How about
right,
Ocho
friends,
Man from Men of Granite?
Are you done there? Are you done?
That's all the emails for
okay.
Today.
All right. Now beat it.
It was great being in here, too. Thanks.
Yes, vanish.
Welcome. Wow.
And, I'd like to give a shout-out here, my friends. I got a friend. He's a congressman in Hawaii. And
dog.
Yeah, let me bring his name up before you guys jump in. His name is Lopresti, Matt Lopresti. And the guy's a great guy. I've been following him on Facebook. A real good guy. Does great work for the people. And he cares about the people, which... You know, it's damn cool. You don't see that nowadays, and
you don't see that on this show.
And and you know what? He's making it happen in Hawaii. God bless Matt Lopresti.
What do you say to him? Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha
and they
means
wave
hello.
Those fingers.
Yeah, it means
there.
Goodbye
mahalo.
Too. Yeah, what's
mahalo
that's
mean?
Mahalo.
I don't know, but
there's a story out of Hawaii. Yes,
I'm fucking keep it for Friday.
Namaste.
No. The
Tuesday.
The
Tuesday.
Estate of Thomas P. Magnum. Is up for sale.
Oh.
Well, how much is that one?
I don't know, but the rumor is that Obama was interested in buying it.
Well, Michelle's going to take that because I think they're going to divorce after the whole presidency here.
Oh, another call.
That's an interesting
take. You want to give odds on that
that's
one?
That's the Ocho Man pick there.
Wow.
I seen that.
That's a bold call.
You
read a tell.
Hey, Ocho Man, there's someone here from the Secret Service who wants to talk to you. No. Just so happens.
Don't they want to talk to Tony? Okay. In any case, my friends, Armand, go.
Yeah, I got to
go
watch my
wrestling.
Yep.
Tony, thanks for coming in. I know you've been on a tight schedule. Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, be sure to find the Ocho Man on the website, ochoman.com. You can find us on Facebook, on all the social media, on Twitter, iTunes Store, Stitcher. In the description of this show, you will find all the links that you need to find us everywhere you need to find us. So, and don't forget the contest. Share the show, hashtag Ocho Man to win the jersey. We will announce it the first Friday in April.
One more thing on that. Couldn't they leave a review or a rating on that as well?
Yeah, if you leave a rating or review in
we'll
the
use
iTunes
that as well.
Store, yeah, we'll use that. So that's a share too. So if you leave a rating or review... If you hashtag Ocho Man
Tony,
on Facebook or Twitter and you share the show, OchoMan.com.
Well, at least I got something out of that,
that's
Tony.
Because your homework is to go watch It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World.
Every share will be an entry.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Great show again. From the Ocho Man and from my crew here, we are out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, Behind the 8 Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.